QST, 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 this is Mike, WB6CLZ, acting as net control for the Tech Tuesday net. This net is conducted at 1900 hours on Tuesday evenings on the K6BB repeater. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. Before we continue, is there any emergency or priority traffic for the net? Please call WB6CLZ. Are there any bulletins or announcements of interest to this net? Please call WB6CLZ. Okay, well, Tom Fry, who normally, KS6Q, who normally conducts this net as with me as co-moderator, is moving up to Big Bear. So he is in process right now and on the way up the hill, but he doesn't think that his... he would have a reliable enough signal to conduct the net tonight. So we're going to run a little abbreviated net. I'll get a little bit of information out, and we will just take it from there. First of all, I usually have a DX report, and we'll give you that. This week, things have been a little bit better than they had been prior to that. I worked all stations in Cuba, Argentina. On the 26th, Italy and Corsica were coming through with pretty good signals, 5859. We worked stations in Chile, all throughout the United States and Puerto Rico. So, yeah, things are picking up a little bit. But as of tonight, we've got, well, today we had a geomagnetic storm. We had a G2 storm go through today. KP index was up to 6. Last time I looked, the solar wind was about 650 kilometers per second, which is pretty good. So just on a 1 to 5 scale, it's a G2 storm, on a G1 to G5 scale. So not a really big storm, but, you know, enough to take notice, enough to kind of goof up our HF bands, except for maybe 80 meters and 40 meters weren't too awful bad. So let me reset. Well, anyway, we won't be taking check-ins tonight. I don't have the list anyway, but, you know, we'll run over a couple of things that Tom wanted to get out, and I'd like to bring out, too. First of all, I don't know if anybody's aware of it, but there's a move in the government mucky-mucks trying to take away our 440 megahertz band. It's called the Broadband First Responders Act of 2011, and that's H.R. 607, if anybody wants to look at it. And if you get that on your computer, or get it in your hot little hands, take a look at page 25, line 14. They're talking about the 420 to 440 megahertz band. Basically, 10 years after enactment of this bill, if it goes through, they're going to auction off most of our 70 centimeter band, and I don't think that's a good thing. So anyway, as it stands right now, we got a notice from ARRL, from Carl, and right now they don't have, they're not organized, there's not, I mean, they are organized, but there's no any type of email or letter to senators or anything that they've got available yet. Usually if these things, as they go, in my experience as a ham, they get to a level and then they'll send you an email where you can just basically forward it to your senator, and that basically lets them know that you're not happy about that. Reset. Well, that's one of the things that is going on, and we'll put that out on Tech Tuesday as we get more information to that. I know that Jim KD6KDL sent me an email the other day, and we're talking about that a little bit. So anyway, well, I think that, like I say, Tom's not here. We don't really have anything that we're scheduled with. I think I'm going to open it up. If anybody has any questions or if any topics or anything like that that maybe I could answer or we could throw out there, let's try that and see how it works. So So anybody have any questions of interest, any topics, anything they'd like to discuss tonight on Tech Tuesday? We'll just kind of open it up for maybe a round table. This is WB6CLZ. Oh, dead air. Okay, guys, help me out here. You know, somebody absolutely must have something that they would like to talk about.
WB6CLZ, Mike A, KF6Q here, real quick.
Well, I was hoping you'd stimulate the earwaves a little bit, Tom, and get us moving here. Yeah, KF6Q, WB6CLZ, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, roger that. Can jump in and out here. I will be listening, though, so watch what you say. But towing this at night on the freeway, just want to basically keep both hands on the wheel. We got possibly a couple new people coming in line here interested in our repeater. We'll probably deal with more of that later. But, interesting thing about the airwaves and the bands, the 440, I think maybe, Mike, we could get some opinions out there. The 440 band, it's one of our bands, and I don't see any reason to take it away from us as hams. It's ours, and that's it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So anybody else out there feels the same way, jump on in here and voice your opinion. KF6Q.
WCO for an opinion. W didn't get the call. Go ahead. This is WB6CLZ.
Yeah, this is Whiskey Bravo 6, Whiskey Charlie Oscar. Am I making the machine okay? That would be number one. Over.
Would say most of the time. So, yeah, go ahead. You sound pretty good in there. A little bit of picket fencing on your signal, but you're okay. What's your name, please?
Yeah, QSL. The name is Ted Tango Echo Delta. Call is Whiskey Bravo 6, Watch Charlie Operate, located in Running Springs. As far as 440, I don't understand what all the, what's all going on. I've known the way it's been coordinated. Pretty much the whole band seems like it's been private. We need to open that up. 440 should not be eliminated for amateur radio. In fact, we need more 440 out there and more 440 users. And maybe you guys can help me understand with the federal government or whoever's involved about taking this away. We saw this back many years ago with the 220 band, and I think that was with UPS and all that stuff. So maybe you guys can kind of fill me in, and maybe we can do something about it. There's no reason to take it away, and I have no idea what they're going to utilize it for. What, for telephone? I'm not sure. WB6WCO, that's my opinion. Over.
Hey, Ted, WB6WCO, WB6CLZ. Well, Tom, have you got a comment on that, or can you copy us? If not, I'll throw it out there for someone else, and then I'll make a comment. Back to you, Tom. KF6Q, WB6CLZ. And thank you for your comment, Ted.
Yes, sir?
Yeah, KF6Q.
Go ahead, Tom, KF6Q. Go ahead, if you got a comment.
Hey, thanks, Ted, for getting in there. Appreciate you. How's your wife enjoying that extra class, by the way? Hope she's doing okay with that. I think he's – well, what they're trying to do, Ted, I think, is they're sneaking it in at the back door on another bill, and like nobody's going to notice. And I'm not sure if they're taking the entire band or part of the band. Maybe Mike can look some of that up. But I do believe, I would like to see it coordinated better because you're right. The 440 band seems like it's about 90% private repeaters or closed repeaters, period. So, Mike, do you know exactly what – are they taking the whole band? I didn't really get a chance to read the article today. Are they taking the entire band or part of it, or what are they doing there? Back to net controls, KF6Q.
Hey, yeah, I heard somebody else in there. We'll get back to you just a second. Tom, it looks like they want to take 420 to 440, and then they want to take 450 to 470. Well, that would leave us 10 megahertz. Which on that band where we've used to having all of the frequency there that we have, 10 megahertz would for moon bounce, for scatter, for EM, and for all of the stuff that we use it for, repeaters and such, that kind of narrows us down. I'm going to send it back to you, Tom, and then there's another station that wants to make a comment. KF6Q, this is WB Mike, WB6CLZ. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Roger that. Well, what that sounds like, that would include then, we've got all the downlinks coming in there from the satellites. We've got all the Oscars and some of the newer ones that just went up. Now, those satellites are basically working on many frequencies, but that's one of the primary ones that if you're doing any of the satellite stuff, and we talked about that a few weeks ago, you know, just really neat stuff there with the guy, you know, Clint down there, and he's really got us going on that stuff. Well, that just wipes all that out, at least for the 2 meter 440 link. And I just think that we need to contact our senator or whoever out there and say, hey, you know what? What the heck's going on here? You know, yeah, that's just not right. So maybe Mike, if you get that information on where we could contact, who we should contact, and maybe raise a little hoopla about it. Back to you, KF6Q.
Tom, yeah, KF6Q, WB6CLZ. Yeah, apparently from my reading on that from ARRL, it looks like we're standing by until they get that all together, and in another email they're going to send that all to us with a link with all the stuff that we need to send out for our senators. Right now, I guess they're just kind of in the process of getting a little more organized on this so they can kind of plan their battle strategies and get that doing. I agree with you. We do need to make a fuss on this one. You know, I've seen this happen with quite a few frequencies, like Ted was saying, with the 220 megahertz or 220 band, and you know, a couple of others over the years. The positive thing is that over the years we have got the 12 meter, the 30 meters, 60 meters, and 17 meters. So, you know, we have gathered some frequencies, but we don't want to turn loose of any of them. You know, they all have their purpose. They all have their use, and that's where we want to stay. There was another station on frequency wanting to make a comment. Please come. This is WB6CLZ. Okay, I guess we lost him. Tom, do you have anything else to say?
LCS.
We got LCS in there, Mike, and yeah, Clint, go ahead. What the heck is that going to do to our doggone satellite communications? I'll stand by. KF6Q.
Thanks. K6LCS. Well, we're all below that with 435, and I apologize for not hearing the rest of the net, but for those who are interested in getting involved in HR607, it really is best to follow the ARRL's recommendation and fax your letters to their lobbyist. All the instructions are on the ARRL site. He received over 1,000 letters from us last week, but he will hand walk them up to Capitol Hill. Anything you and I put in the mail might get delayed 2 or 3 months in this post-9/11 world, because everything gets screened horribly now. But if you just follow the directions on the ARRL site for getting things to the ARRL's lobbyist, that's the quickest way to get things to Congress and the Senate. K6LCS, thank you for the interruption.
Clint, thanks a lot for that information. I appreciate it. I'm not copying you that well. I'm down here in Placentia, so signal isn't that good, but I'm sure everybody else got that. And on the ARRL site, I believe you said that we can go there and we can access that. Yeah, Clint, really appreciate that that information. Hey, back over to you, Tom, KF6Q, WB6CLZ.
VOC.
I think there's somebody on there breaking. Go ahead, breaker.
Kilo Alpha 6, Victor Oscar Charlie, name's Bob in Chino Hills. I'm new to the machine, so I had intended on just kind of lurking on the side tonight, but first of all, am I making okay?
Got you in here, Bob. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a real concern besides that section. Besides being low power and satellite and things like that, there's also a lot of linking pairs controlling 220 and 2 meters. So it affects more than just 440. So it's really an important deal. There's amateur television in there. There's a lot of stuff going on that most of us that are just FM types don't see a lot of. You know, so it's really important. Max Lyell, she's a ham, KC6RIC, and she's been on the ARRL net, tells me there's actually a sample letter that they've posted up on the ARRL site that could be filled out and faxed. So we really need to pay attention to this, because I think because of the control links, it's really going to affect more than just 440, which in itself would be bad enough.
YNW. Okay, roger that, Bob. Thanks. It sounds like we need to keep everybody posted here on Tech Tuesday, and we'll move along with this, and then we'll get that website out. I'm typing it in now to see if I can get it. Another station, go ahead.
Yes, K6YNW. In that 220 debacle a few years ago, you know, they wanted for compounded modulation, which we said wouldn't work for UPS. And the Office of Technology listened around, didn't hear anything. Well, it was used for repeater controls, that area. And turned out even they agreed compounded wouldn't work. And UPS didn't take it. And, of course, the military needs our frequencies in emergency, and they objected. Where those control stations go, just like the previous station mentioned, 70 centimeters, K6YW.
Roger that. We don't want to lose anything at all. So, I did get to, you can type in ARRL.org and type in HR607, any of you that have the internet, and that'll kind of give you a brief rundown of what's going on there. You can see it in black and white. Thanks for that comment. Back over to you, Tom, if you can copy us, KF6QWB6CLZ.
Comment.
You got a comment.
Yeah, I don't think Tom's copying this. Who was coming? One more time, give your call sign, please. It's WB6CLZ.
AD6PL.
Yeah, Harold, go ahead. AD6PL, WB6CLZ.
Right. What you might do is all the clubs, you know, get together, a representative from each club, contact Ken Calvert. He'll work with you. And he is big interested in this area and helping people in this area. And I have, you know, I've contacted him several times on various things, and every time I've gotten an answer that was in the affirmative for the people, not for the government. He's the representative for at least Riverside, this Riverside area. I'm not sure about the mountains, but he doesn't care really as long as you are out in this area and have something that is of interest to him and help him. And one more comment, let me reset. This first responder thing on that looks like some kind of a trick. It makes it stink. 86 PL.
Hey, thanks, Harold. Yeah, well, some of our government officials are kind of noted for that kind of stuff, as we've all seen in the past. Thanks, Harold. Appreciate that. I've got his name written down here for the Inland Empire. And there was another comment in there. Please go with your call sign. Okay, I guess not. Okay, well, anyway, that's something that we're going to have to keep up on, guys, and we're going to have to follow through on this kind of stuff. And we'll be hearing probably a lot more about this, and I know we're going to bring this up on Tech Tuesday because it is something that we need to pay attention with. I do remember a little bit about the 220 issues. I was kind of in and out of ham radio at the time. The 220 was quite a big deal, and we kind of stemmed the tide on that way back when. Anybody else with any comments or information?
6KDL.
Jim, KD6KDL, go ahead.
Yeah, being one of the newer guys with a tech class and not familiar with all the frequencies, that's the reason why I sent out that email, because I was curious. When I'm looking at that HR 607 Bill. It's 27 pages. It's not that bad. If you search for the word megahertz in that article, there's several frequencies listed. I don't know if you remember all those VHF TV stations, you probably remember, that were pulled out because they wanted that frequency range and 7 to 800 megahertz. And I remember they were listing all the money they were going to make off of that by selling it. But in this bill, it looks like they want to move the public frequencies that are in the 170 to 512 megahertz band into the 700 to 800 megahertz band so they can auction that off and make the money off of that frequency band. And then a little further down, they mentioned the 420 to 440 and 450 to 470, auctioning those off. So not being familiar with things like the repeater links and the satellite downlinks, I didn't really understand exactly what was in there. I just looked at it from when we were getting our licenses. Was it worth getting a radio to go to, into the 70-centimeter band? And we decided not to spend the money. We went for 2-meter only. So for me, I'm not used to it, so I personally didn't think I was going to miss anything, but if our repeater shuts down, I will.
Jim, thanks. Appreciate that comment. Yeah, Roger that. You don't want to spend money on gear that that we may lose. Yeah, to call at the ARRL, he's actually our section, section leader. I don't know. But yeah, he put out one, and that's the one that Jim sent me, is that that memo on that. We looked at that a little bit, but we're kind of busy right now and couldn't really dig into it like we should have. Anybody else have any comments?
Mike, and you can continue WCO.
Go ahead, Ted. WB6WCO. Go ahead.
Yeah, WB6CLZ, WB6Whiskey Charlie Oscar. Hey, Mike, if you can, for all of us, and I do operate low band, I will discuss this throughout Texas and throughout the course of the country. If you could find out, do we need to contact our local senator? Who do we need to call, basically? If you could help me with that, and we'll fight for this. Unacceptable. I don't know where this is coming. It shouldn't be for sale. This is primarily what? What's the reason? You know, we utilize this for emergency communications, and we can expound upon that from here on out. Over.
I know Clint K6LCS mentioned that where we needed to go on the ARRL website, but I'm not copying him too well. Clint, are you still out there by any chance? This, please go. This, please come. This is WB6CLZ. Apparently not. Well, I'll tell you what, by next Tuesday, we will have websites, we will have a lot more information on this to pass out. This just kind of came across the desk in the last few days here, and haven't really had time to research it. So we'll get into that, we'll research it, and we'll have a lot more info on it by next Tuesday to put out. How's that sound, Ted? WB6WCO, back to you.
Yeah, QSL, you know what, Mike? Excellent. My computer's down. It's going to be down for a while. It's kind of an issue because of where we're at. Verizon only allows so many, you know, lines for DSL, and I'm truly not looking forward to dial-up. So we'll work upon that, and I have other ways to access the Internet. I'm going to do some further investigation on this, and maybe I can help you with the next net to see what I can find out and expound upon this. It could be a great situation for amateur radio. I mean, if it's 440, what's next? For sale? I don't understand, and I need to know more. And I'll let you take over the net. Very much a pleasure to make your acquaintance to all you folks out there, and continue, sir. Mike, WB6CLZ, WB6WCO, Running Springs.
Thanks again for your comments. We really appreciate that. Yeah, we'll get that out there. We'll get addresses. We'll get everything, you know, if you don't have computer access, where we can kind of maybe even send out copies of a letter that needs to go out. But we'll look into that a little more and get that out there. Anybody else have comments or information for that, please call WB6CLZ.
Hey, G6PL.
Hey, 6POC.
Go ahead again, Harold. There was somebody else in there, kind of not that strong a signal, but Harold, I'm going to let you go ahead, and then we're going to pass it over to him. Go ahead, Harold.
Okay, I can give you Ken Calvert's telephone number for his Riverside office if you'd like.
Hey, yeah, why don't you throw that out there, and then anybody that needs that can take it down and get a hold of him and give him the information regarding HR, what is it? One more time, I got it here. It would be HR 607, that's the Broadband First Responder Act of 2011. Yeah, why don't you put that out there, Harold, please?
Okay, it's prefix 951-784. 4300.
Hey, Harold, I got that as 951-784-4300, and that's Ken Calvert. Now, is he a senator? Is he super? What is his position, Harold?
He's a representative in the House of Representatives, United States Senate or United States Congress from Riverside. He's solely interested in helping the Riverside area, the end of the empire. And the prefix on this bill is HR, which means it's House of Representatives. So that's where it's originating. The Senate hasn't even seen it yet unless they're building one of their own over there. And that's something you have to check. But House of Representatives would be the first place you want to start hammering AD6PO.
Okay, Harold, that sounds like a good thing to do. Well, thanks a lot for that comment. There was somebody else in there that wasn't that strong into the repeater. Please come one more time and see if we can get you in here. This is WB6CLZ.
Kilo Alpha 6, Victor Oscar Charlie.
Hey, Kilo Alpha 6, Victor Alpha Charlie. Go ahead if you have a comment.
That would be KA6, very old chicken. Anyway, this is Bob Chino Hills again. I just wanted to vent a little bit. This whole thing is about, I don't think they even have a plan for it other than they want the money. They just talked about putting in the auction, which is abominable. So it's all they want to do is sell it, and that's just awful. I think Harold's right. If you want to raise heck initially, get hold of your local congressman. I'm in Chino Hills, and Gary Miller's the guy out this way. But if you want a coordinated effort, then I think the ARRL also has a pretty good plan as far as a faxing campaign. So they want people to send letters to them, and then they're going to hand walk the letters up to the up the hill in Congress. But it's a congressional thing. Get hold of your congressman if you want to start making noise early. I'll reset. And so start making noise locally and then get with the ARRL and we'll tag team them. I saw a very good system back when they did away with MARTA 220 years ago. It was a wonderful system with a high-level transmitter and remote receivers all over, but all the control links were in the MARTA 220 they did away with. System never recovered, the old FXM system. FXM, that was it. Anyway, thank you, gentlemen. KA6VOC.
Thanks, Bob. We appreciate your comments and information on that. KA6VOC. Anybody else have any comments and information? This is WB6CLZ with the Tech Tuesday Net.
WA6F.
More time. I think you doubled there.
WA6FIZ.
Nikki, go ahead. WA6FIZ. Go ahead.
Okay, I've just been sitting back reading the mail. You might give me that HR number, and I'll go ahead and Google it.
Okay, that is HR 607, and they call that the Broadband First Responders Act of 2011.
Thank you very much, WA6FIZ.
You're welcome, Mickey. Thanks a lot for doing that. Anybody else have any comments or information or questions?
YNW.
E6YNW, go ahead. What's your name, please?
Chris in Sky Valley here. I don't know the LEO low orbiting satellites were trying to take our 2 meter band. I mean, you know, nothing sacred. K6YW.
That's America. That's why we have to fight and keep fighting for what we want to keep and retain and hold. And I think that's the American way, Chris. Does anybody else have any comments?
LAN.
Hey, KD6LAN. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I, since moving up here from the flatlands, I've noticed that the 440 band up here, being in the mountain areas, is really underutilized. I know down in Long Beach area, that was our main band, so to speak, and we used it all over the place, including for emergency communications. Very similar to what we use up here, use 2 meters for up here. Reset. Yeah, it as hokey as it may sound, you know, maybe we need to get the 440 going up here, and I think our complaints would hold a lot more weight if we were able to show more usage of the 440 band, especially for emergency services. 86LAN.
I think that would be a good idea. I think we know somebody that's got a 440 repeater, don't we? KF6Q, you around? WB6CLZ.
Yeah, roger that, Mike. Listening out here. Yes, we do, as a matter of fact, and hopefully we'll get that thing up and running up there in Big Bear. You know, and one thing to say about, hope my signal's okay. I might get a little scratchy here in a minute. I know there's a lot of closed repeaters in Southern California. As you, if you go across the United States and look through the repeater directory, it actually opens up in a lot of other states, and even in Northern California, it's a lot better. So, you know, maybe we can encourage some of those repeaters to be open, and, you know, that'll also encourage a lot more people of using the 440 band. But I think that everybody has said that there's so many different other things that it's used for. If you're new to ham radio, you're not aware of these. I think Jim is now, and that's a good thing. You know, links, all that good stuff. So, but I think the best thing is, if you do anything at all, get online, go to the ARRL, do it now. Get the information. We'll try to patch in some more information next week. And sorry, guys, I'm kind of in the midst of driving right now, but hey, I think we got the point across. Back to that control, KF6Q.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Your signal is very good into the repeater. Okay, anybody else have any information? This is Mike, WB6CLZ, acting net control for the Tech Tuesday Net.
AWL.
Well, there's our emergency guy himself. Hey, Art, go ahead. This is WB6CLZ.
All right, how am I coming in to see them? Last week, nobody could hear me.
Probably 70% or so. We can copy you. You're Q5.
Okay, you're starting to run up S9. I'm turning around. Yeah, just some information on emergency use of 440. The company uses the Southern California network, SCRN, repeater network, for all of our emergency stuff. It's all on 440, but it is otherwise a private unit because it's linked throughout the stick, and they drop the links and just put up the San Bernardino for us when we need it. That's a tie, but it's a good use for emergency. It's hard to get to from the mountains. When I'm in Big Bear, I get over the Blue Ridge. Down here, I got to get to Heaps, which is having trouble right now, but it's in many, many of the different mountaintops and the different repeaters that they use it. So it's another excuse to use that for emergency. Back to you, Mike, W6AWL.
That is the guy that knows emergency communications. That is RW6ALL, our CERT president. And what are you? Are you EOC? Tell us what your position is, all right? We've got some new people on here that would like to know that.
Okay, well, I'm the Big Bear section captain for the Emergency Communications Service, San Bernardino County Fire Department. I've got 20-some-odd people here that participate under me at Big Bear. There's a captain for the Central Mountain area, Arrowhead, Running Springs, etc., and there's a captain down in Angeles Oaks, and we're all under a division chief, which is Tracy Wendicker, who handles the mountain section. And it's three other sections through the county that we break it up into.
Hey, Art, thanks a lot. We really appreciate that. Appreciate your comments also. Anybody else have any comments for the net?
LCS again.
Yeah, Clint, go ahead. K6LCS, WB6CLZ.
Have you already discussed the April 12th anniversary that's coming up?
Negative, Clint, but why don't you enlighten us on that?
All right, April 12th is the 50th anniversary of cosmonaut Gagarin's spacewalk. And what is happening on the ISS is that they're going to turn on the amateur satellite that's inside. They're not going to deploy it. They're just going to turn it on with an external antenna sometime during the day on April 12th. And at 9:41 that evening, we have an excellent pass, a 51-degree pass of the ISS going right over us. Break for a second. So there's a bunch of schools, clubs, people get, we're throwing one at our house, a Yuri Gagarin party, but also some live internet video of listening to the space station as it goes over with the pre-recorded announcements from the ARISS-AT1, that amateur satellite that's on board. So the satellite will not be deployed, but it will be activated on April 12th as a Russian public relations project. So, mark that date down on your calendar, April 12th, K6LCS.
Clint, I know you're associated with AMPSAT, but please tell people about your position there in AMPSAT. We got some new people here on Ted Tuesday that would be interested in hearing that.
Oh, thank you much. My name is Clint. I live down in Mira Loma. With AMSAT, I'm an area coordinator, which means I'm a liaison between NASA, the schools, and the space station for those contacts that you see that schools make with the space station. I also, we're all volunteers. This is ham radio. I also give talks on how to work the amateur satellites with your handheld radio. I'll be doing one at Brackett Field in Laverne on next week from tonight, on the 9th. Looks to be a week from tonight, all right? Is that right?
No.
On Wednesday night. But anyway, go to my website, k6lcs.com, k6lcs.com. If you're interested in working the amateur satellites with equipment you probably already own. Hey, thanks for letting me plug that. I appreciate it. K6LCS.
Thanks for checking in on the net. You're always welcome here, Clint. We really appreciate that. Now, all we really need right now is for Carl, WU6D, to check in. I wonder if Carl's out there. Sometimes he checks in on the Tech Tuesday net. This is WB6CLZ. Okay, well, that didn't happen. anybody else have any comments for the net? This is WB6CLZ.
KDL.
Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, when I did a search for the HR bill on the internet, I ended up on house.gov, homeland.house.gov, and that lets you search for bills. I found the same bill slightly reformatted with some interesting text listing their purpose, and it sounds like they're giving examples of the 9/11 incident and the Katrina incident. I don't know if you guys remember when that one group, I forget what parish it was trying to look it up, they had all their emergency equipment set up, And then FEMA came in. It wasn't standard to FEMA, so there was FEMA ripped it out and put up radios, and then they were told to stand down, so that whole parish couldn't communicate. Sounds like they're trying to get that aligned so that public safety can have their own frequency band and be standardized. But and I saw this in the other one. I didn't mention it, but as well as that D-band stuff in the 700, 800 megahertz range, they also list some other frequencies that are in both that I skipped over, 1.775 gigahertz and 2.2 something gigahertz. They want to move into the commercial band for sale. So it looks like that's where they're making their money. But I'm wondering who could use that besides the cell phone and microwave link for television people. So they've got listed like $2 billion and $5.5 billion in expected revenues. So anyway, I'd like to offline when Tom gets back up here, if we have time this week, to do some quick learning on my brain. I'd like to know what's going on here, and I'm sure everybody else would.
Yeah, thanks for that comment, Jim. Yeah. When you start talking about billions of dollars like that, they have ways of trickling that down to where, we all know what's going on there. Yeah, I did see the $5.5 billion, and that kind of freaked me out when I saw that. Well, hopefully we'll get a handle on this and be able to kind of unite here. It sounds like ARRL, as they usually do, has gotten a handle on that and started moving in the right direction on that. And by next Tuesday, we'll have a lot more information about this to put out here on Tech Tuesday. So everybody stay tuned for next Tuesday, and we'll get you some, for those that don't have the internet, we'll get you some addresses, some names, and a direction we can head to where we can start making some noise on that. Anybody else have any comments? Please call WB6CLZ here on the Tech Tuesday Net.
86PL.
Go ahead, Harold.
Yeah, I would think that if the clubs and just, you know, the general ham community would start urging these clubs that have their 440 tied up, that's the reason I only bought a 2-meter radio, but I looked at the repeater guide, and I think that in the area that I could reach, I found, I think, 3 or 4 open repeaters, and somebody told me that 2 of those were out of business whenever I mentioned it. So I said, well, you know, there's no sense in me buying a dual band, paying that extra money for something that's useless. I'm not going to use it, so I bought a 2-meter. And I hear continuous complaints I have for the last 12 years that, you know, I got a dual band radio and I can only use half of it because everything is closed up. Nobody will let you in. So, you know, I think there's no pressure is going to have to be put there because that kind of thing is going to lose the whole shooting match. And they're coming really close to the police and fire department, at least here in Riverside. Do you think they're going to take that?
Well, we would hope not, but we have seen some frequency shifts on that type of communications back from the old 49 megahertz day or 50 megahertz, whatever it was. Highway Patrol used to use years ago. I think now they're up into the UHF range finally. But for a long time they had some of the 49 megahertz radios use that. Okay, anybody else have any comments? Thanks a lot for that, Harold. We really appreciate that. Anybody else?
Hey, JB.
Go ahead. Give me your whole call and your name, please. Go ahead.
KC6, UJB, Uniform Juliet Bravo. This is Roger.
Go ahead, Roger.
I'm presuming you're talking about HR 607. I kind of came in late to the party here.
Yes, we are. That's our main topic of discussion for tonight. Roger, you have any information?
Dick called Jerry Lewis's office in Washington, D.C. and got a staffer, expressed my discontent, and with a little bit of knowledge about what the content is of that bill and as it pertains to our hobby, the the staffer was extremely interested in what I had to say, which is just expressing my discontent. I told him, drop the attack on the ham bands and pass whatever you want on the rest of it. And he took it to heart. At least that's the impression he left me with. And usually they're pretty non-committal, but this guy seemed very interested. So I would encourage everybody else to pick up the phone and call not just the local office, but call the D.C. office of their representatives and tell them, hey, this won't fly. KC6UJB.
Roger, do you, first of all, what city do you live in, and do you happen to have Mr. Jerry Lewis's number there in Washington? Would you like to throw that up?
I'm in Ukiah, and unfortunately I'm mobile at the moment. I do not have it, but all you got to do is Google or Yahoo your congressman, and just type in congressman and first and last name of that congressman, and you'll get a web page with contact info that you can click on, and then those numbers pop right up.
Hey, very interesting. That gives them a little heads up in case the bill passes through the House and goes into Congress. That way they have a little pre-knowledge of it, and we can maybe head them off at the pass. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that, Roger. Anybody else tonight for Tech Tuesday, please call WB6CLZ.
KJ6KDL again.
Go ahead, Jim.
With the Tech Tuesday group. Well, I did a search on the House.gov website for Jerry Lewis, and he has his own webpage, jerrylewis.house.gov, JerryLewis. If you want, I've got some phone numbers here for Redlands for his office, and an 800 number for within California, if you're interested, and there's a Washington, D.C. number.
Jim, why don't you throw that out for people that would like to make that call and that don't have Internet access or would just like to do both?
Okay, to save money for those who are saving money without Internet, it is 800-233-1700 for California and Redlands. The alternate number is 909-862-6030, and his Washington, D.C. number, if anybody would like to dial that one, is area code 202-225-5861.
Thank you, Jim. Really appreciate that. And like I say, by next Tuesday, we'll try to get a little bit more information, a few websites, and maybe even some phone numbers also. Okay. Well, I know Tom is out there just maybe dying to say something, and we haven't left him enough to get squeezed in here. So, Tom, are you out there? Do you have anything else you'd like to say? KF6Q, who is the moderator normally on Tech Tuesday? Give us a call.
KF6Q here. I don't know if you got in copy of this. I'm kind of getting in a bad area, but hey, great night, guys. Appreciate everybody out there bringing this information and helping out. As Mike said, we'll burn north news to Grindstone and see if we get some more of this moving along. So just keep pushing it out there and tell everybody you know. And they can tell two friends, and those friends can tell two friends, and we'll make it happen. So anyway, y'all take care. Gonna have to put the mic down here. This is KF6Q, back to net control,
WB6CLZ. Hey, Tom, thanks a lot. You mobile safely. Road condition may get a little icy on your way up. A little bit of picket fencing, but we still copied everything you said. Okay, well, the other thing to do is, I've joined the ARRL. If you have an extra couple of shekels, ARRL sticks up for us. They are the ones that preserve our frequencies, a lot of information, and I'm very bullish on the ARRL. I've been a member for 46 years now, and it's the place to be if you're a ham radio operator. Okay, anybody else have any comments, questions that I might answer, or anything else concerning our topic tonight on Tech Tuesday or
before we close the net. Give me a call here. WB6CLZ for the Tech Tuesday group.
KJ6DBQ.
Good evening, Peggy, KJ6DBQ. What have you got to say tonight, Peggy?
Not a whole lot, Mike, but number one, if I can help with anything, let me know. But I don't know if you called for a check-in tonight. If I could get a check-in, I joined you a few minutes late.
Well, Tom is not moderating tonight, and I don't have a check-in list, so we're kind of playing it pretty loose here. The topic tonight has been the bill before Congress, the Broadband First Responders Act of 2011. That's H.R. 607. And it's where they're proposing to take away all except for 10 megahertz of our 440 band. So we've been talking it up and trying to get some interest in writing, calling, whatever, your local representative to kind of tell them that that's not a good thing. We don't want to do that. Back to you, Peggy.
Thanks, Mike. I'll participate in that also. Back to you, Net Control.
You know, Peggy, thanks for your comment. Always have to good to hear you here on Tech Tuesday. Okay, anybody else? Give me a call here.
They sent you and Tom an email with some of those links that we were talking about, so you could look at those. KJ6KDL.
Hey, Jim, thanks a lot. I should have some time. Taking a day off tomorrow, so we should have some time to get on that. Take a little bit of read on that. Okay, well, before I totally run out, I don't have the gift of gab that Tom does. So before I run out of wind here, anybody else have anything to say? And if not, we'll close down the net for the first Tuesday in March. Thanks, guys, for giving me a break. Okay, QST, QST, QST. This is Mike, WB6CLZ, acting as net control for the Tech Tuesday net. And I will be closing the net at 1952 hours. Hey, everybody, have a great evening, and thanks a lot. Great participation. A lot of information to put out tonight, and we will have more information regarding this next Tuesday, and I'm sure we'll be touching on it as things progress. Okay, I'll be standing by for a while, but we'll say 7-3s to everybody out there. Thanks again for all your participation, information, and you know, that's what makes Tech Tuesday Net what it is. We'd like to get the information out there to you guys. Okay, 7-3s off.